With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. FBI Director Christopher Wray is warning of possible terrorist strikes in this country as a result of the Israel-Hamas war. Wray tells Florida Senator Rick Scott the Israel-Hamas war has fueled increased threats against the U.S. and the West.
One terrorist organization after another calling for attacks.
We should wake up.
It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
Meanwhile, airstrikes have hit a refugee camp in northern Gaza.
In the Jabalia refugee camp on Gaza City's outskirts, at least six airstrikes have leveled a number of apartment blocks in a residential area, the Hamas-run Interior Ministry says, adding that there have been a high number of casualties. Footage of the scene on regional TV showed at least four large craters where buildings once stood amid a large swath of rubble surrounded by partially collapsed structures. Dozens of rescue workers and bystanders were digging through the wreckage, searching for survivors beneath the pancaked buildings. A group of young men pulled two children from the upper floors of a damaged apartment block, cradling them as they climbed down. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, a person of interest is in custody following online threats made against the Jewish community at New York's Cornell University. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said the New York State Police took the person into custody for questioning. Cornell Daily Sun reported online threats were made over the weekend to shoot Jewish students at the school's dining hall that serves kosher food. Panera Bread now displaying enhanced warnings about its caffeinated drinks following the death of a New Jersey college student. Jill and Michael Katz filed a wrongful death suit against the company after their daughter Sarah died after consuming Panera's charged lemonade. It contains more caffeine than a Red Bull and Monster energy drink combined. This is SRN News. Another defeat for the Satanic Temple.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the group to block Indiana's new pro-life law that places a near total ban on abortion. Members of the Satanic Temple argue that the law violates their religious freedom because they consider abortion to be a sacrament. This legal tactic also failed in Texas, where a judge kicked the Satanists' case out back in July. The temple is deeply invested in abortion, recently opening a clinic in New Mexico. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain's first official investigation of sex abuse by Catholic priests indicates that the number of victims could run into the hundreds of thousands. The government probe was sparked by an independent investigation that turned up hundreds of victims. The Spanish Bishops' Conference has made no comment on the government findings. A Madrid-based law firm is conducting a parallel inquiry ordered by the bishops. Its findings are expected to be released later this year. This is SRN News. Abortion is a key issue in next week's Virginia election, where all 140 General Assembly seats are on the ballot. GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin tells the Salem Radio Network that Democrats are running an extreme campaign.
On abortion, they want to extend abortion rights all the way up through and including birth, and that's just way too extreme. And we have brought people together around a bill to protect life at 15 weeks when a baby can feel pain, with exceptions for rape and incest, and when the mother's life is at risk.
Virginia legislature is narrowly divided. Both parties say they see a path to a full state house majority. The rest of West Maui is fully reopening to tourism Wednesday, which has some concern that wildfire evacuees will be evicted from hotels. Texas Rangers have won Game 4 of the World Series by a score of 11-7 and now hold a 3-1 lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Game 5 will be played on Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com.